Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Joe Fish offering up some. He heard us talking about it. Joe Fish from Cadillac,
yeah,
Jamie's father.
Yeah, love him. I love her. I don't know him as well. She's great. I know
both,
you know him.
Yeah, they are both tremendous. They've been very good to us, so we appreciate them.
Yep.
He heard us talking about, I was saying, well, we got no hookups at the Garden. And he's like, hey, anytime you need little Rangers or something, let me know. And
does he need any salespeople at Cadillac? You going to the, are you bringing Joey?
I asked my brother-in-law if he wants to bring Joey so far. So I just found this out. So we'll see Sunday night.
Question, though.
Yeah.
So I saw a great, great gesture.
Yeah.
I feel like Joey's a little confused. Maybe like you with your Islander stuff as well, with Ledecky. So last week, and we both love him, LeGreca, great guy.
Yes.
Donnie's awesome. Yeah. Donnie Pucks, I've known Donnie forever. So, same with you. Me, I actually worked with him, but you're getting to know him.
I know him.
Well, you know what I mean.
But I don't even think I've met him before in person. And I was hoping, knowing I was going to the Devils game, taking Joey, I'm sure you get to that in a second.
Yep,
but
yep.
I was hoping to run into Don.
And he came down to see you.
And I did, yes. He was right
there. He came to see you.
Yeah, well, I didn't see him.
I know, it's a class move is what I'm saying.
Yes, he was great. We had a great conversation. It was fun.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm watching Devils games, but I will on occasion to pop in, and he sounds great. I'm so happy for him because that's always been his first love. So Donnie's A-plus in my book, always has been. But I'm a little worried about your nephew here in the sense, not that is he a good player or a good student or a tough kid. I think he's doing very well in all that regard. But I see him at the Devils game with Donnie. I see him now he's going to the Rangers game because Cadillac's going to hook you up.
Maybe. Well,
who's his team? Who's he rooting for?
No, he is a Rangers fan.
You sure?
Yeah, so here's the story behind that. Last year for Christmas, he asked me for a Hughes jersey. What the hell's his name?
Yeah. Hughes.
Jack Hughes. I was thinking Luke Hughes.
I remember you telling me, and rightfully, a little conflicted.
Well, I didn't really want to get him a Devils jersey.
I don't blame
but
you.
He's a young hockey player. He loves the sport. He loves McDavid.
So it's like,
all right, I'm a great uncle. Uncle Sal, get you the jersey for Christmas. Get him a little Jack Hughes jersey. And then we wanted to take him to his first Devils game. Devils were nice. They had us out there. It really is a great, it's a half hour from where we live. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. I like the arena. I go there a lot. It's good.
It couldn't be a better setting. So it was fun to go there. But while we're there, and I told him, be respectful. Devils, you give us these tickets, whatever. You wear your Devils jersey.
Yeah.
But he was rooting. He does not like the Devils. And Hughes was hurt.
I know.
He was rooting for Trevor Zegras,
who on the plays other team.
Because he plays for the Flyers, but Zegras is the son of the guy. My nephew goes to some hockey school. I forget the name of it. I don't even know if they would want it out of you.
Like training and stuff?
It's some hockey. No, it's like a school.
Oh, that's right, because he's homeschool, right? So it's the school and the sports
stuff. This is the school.
Yeah.
He goes to this school, but they do hockey there as well.
That's pretty common now.
It's a school owned by Zegras' father, I believe.
So he's not rooting for the Flyers. He's rooting for somebody he actually knows and sees often.
I told him, because just rooting for the Flyers is just as bad as rooting
for the Devils. That's unacceptable.
Correct. I hate the Flyers more than I do the Devils.
Sixers, Phillies, Flyers, Eagles.
Devils are at least nice to us. We're Jersey now.
Absolutely.
We're in the area. Like, at least you could justify that. But he was rooting for Zegras when we went, and he just wouldn't allow himself to root for the Devil. So he can wear the jersey, much like Uncle Sal wear the Islander jersey.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we're Rangers fans.
I think I'm going to have to become a Devils fan at some point for life. And you know how I am with hockey, whatever.
Yeah.
I was a little bit of an Islanders fan growing up in the street. Trotsky, Bossy, I was the only Islander. I think I was trying to be different, whatever.
But your jersey now.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I can't give names here, but somebody on our side is in a serious relationship with one of the devil stars.
What do you mean on our side?
Of our family.
Oh, okay.
So, and I think they're going to get married.
What?
Yeah. So, and Colt's
What's
been
his
doing.
Name?
I'm not going to tell you that.
You can't tell me the player?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
So, because if they break up, I just don't want to, you know, whatever. But you know, they're very strong. So I would imagine that we're going to be a devil's family move. My son already likes the devil. He's been to a couple games. Rangers mean nothing to him.
Because really?
He's a Jersey. Yeah, he's not born in Brooklyn like me. He's born in New Jersey.
Jersey guy. Look
Absolutely.
At you're going to marry into, or you're not going to marry into, but.
No. Family's looks, you know, no engagement yet, but they're very serious.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Perfect Parlay Pick 7 coming up in a little bit. Craig is calling from Mattawan. What's up, Craig?
Hey, guys. Like the show. Well, one thing, I'm a little confused. The whole point in sports is to win a championship, right?
Yes.
Okay. So why would you want Fried, whose career postseason ERA is 5.5, let me finish, as opposed to Valdez, whose career postseason is 3.5, and Suarez in 11 starts is 1.46, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Why having a pitcher that's good during the season and can't deliver in the postseason is like having a basketball player that can't shoot free throws at the free throw line.
No, it's not. No, Craig. It's not, Craig. Listen, I love analogies. I just happen to think that's a poor one. No disrespect. I'm going to tell you why, though. Because even if you have starting pitching that gets lit up in October, but they're generally very effective from April through late September, at least it gives you a chance to get to the playoffs.
I understand that, but you're talking about a pitcher. Say you have four starting pitchers. Okay, he's pitching a fourth of the games, a quarter of the games, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
If you have a lineup like the Yankees, or if you're constantly in the postseason like the Yankees, or I can't say the Mets, but the Yankees.
Yep, the perennials.
Teams, you're going to get to the postseason. I'll throw Clayton Kershaw in that mix. Wonderful regular season pitcher. When it comes to the postseason, what a good year he had. Madison Bumgarner, not the best regular season pitcher, but when it came down to the postseason,
beast.
The man was unbeatable.
Right, but so Craig, what is your point, though, that you want Suarez over Valdez?
I would take either one of them over Fried.
Oh.
And I'm not even a Yankee fan. I'm just saying you're splitting heads.
But Fried's better, money. Though. But and thank you for the call, Craig. I understand your point. I want Suarez over Valdez more because he's better in the postseason. That's why I like Suarez more. I'd rather have Max Fried than both of those guys. And I understand that there were some postseason struggles. I think that could happen with a lot of guys. Who knows what the reasons for those are? That's why I would not invest heavily in starting pitching unless it's the top guy. Because any of these other guys can be, who knows? If you have one bad game, it could ruin an entire series, as we saw with the Yankees.
I mean, I also think that it's convenient to ignore the stumbles of some of the all-time pitchers in October. I mean,
Doc in 86.
That's where I was going.
Oh, I know. It was your wheelhouse. I stole that one from you. I'm sorry.
You did. That's all my ammo, too.
Who's next?
No, with that one. I don't know. Andy Pettit got lit up in game one of the World Series. Andrew Jones took him deep twice. I mentioned that yesterday.
Clayton Kershaw is the call reference.
Obviously, Kershaw.
Yeah.
You know, Pedro wasn't putting up zeros all those years against the Yankees, that's for sure. Right.
That's the thing.
Yankees dented him a little bit.
The aces have to be perfect in the postseason, which is harder because it's against the best line. But that's the point. In the regular season, they could give you, they used to give you eight scoreless innings.
I know,
In the postseason, it's a little bit more difficult to do that.
Name an all-time, even if post-1980, just any random star, so not random, but any ace, just name one. In baseball.
Post-1980?
No, so after
Randy Johnson.
That's funny. I was thinking about Randy Johnson. All right, so Randy Johnson.
Well, Greg Maddux. I mean, he had a rough postseason.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Sure.
That's a good call with Maddux. Let's see. Randy Johnson.
I thought he did.
Now, this could be, I don't know if that was the year, but Greg Maddux absolutely had some small Octobers for sure. All right, postseason pitching, Randy Johnson. Now, of course, he pitched very well against the Yankees with the Diamondbacks. And against the Yankees early in the wild card, 95. In 11 series, his ERA is 3.50. And, you know.
Right, what's his career ERA?
I'd have to jump back up to that. But I don't think it was that. And even though he had some early years with the Expos where he couldn't throw strikes, and then he got old, whatever, with the Yankees and others. But point being, when you think of Randy Johnson, do you think 3.50 ERA?
No.
I think of a guy that nobody could touch. So that is a drop-off from the great, transcendent all-timer that he was for basically 20 years.
Greg Maddux, 89, in 89, he had one bad start with the... Well, I shouldn't say one bad start. He was 0-1.
With the Cubbies.
Two games started, seven and a third innings, 13.5 ERA.
There you go.
That was 89, but I was referencing 93.
I know you are. I know, with 90, the Braves.
93, 4.97 ERA.
There you go. What did he do in 96?
Greg Maddux.
What did he do in 96 against the Yankees in the World Series?
Started one game.
Yep.
Seven. Why didn't he only start one game? That doesn't. Am I looking at the right thing here? Yeah, 96.
Yep.
No, wait. Hold on. I'm not looking at. In 96, it says he was 1-0. Is this breaking it down by series? Yeah. 1-0 against the Dodgers. Let's see. Go to the Yankees.
Yeah. It should be right. Yeah. Sequentially.
Oh, underneath it. Okay. I see what I was screwing that up.
They break it down a little bit interesting.
He had a 1.72 ERA in two starts.
Yeah.
So he was great.
I think he started
World Series.
That game. I went to a bunch of them. I think he started. There was one game, this is so many years ago, geez. There was a game where McGriff hit a home run off the foul, but it was the second game because obviously Yankees got smoked in game one after the rainout. That's when Andrew Jones just tattooed. Everybody did pet it. And then game two was McGriff. I think McGriff hit a home run off the foul pole, and I thought that Maddux started that game. And I know the Yankees only scored, or I think they only scored one or two runs, so he actually probably pitched very well early
in
that series.
6-2 final, something like that. They crushed him the first night.
He destroyed him.
And then that second night was more competitive. I don't have the exact
and
game
on. Didn't Maddux start the game six when Girardi hit the triple? Might be off on that. Did he have one or two starts in the World Series?
Let me see here. 96.
I know, I'm just throwing you through a rabbit hole here.
96 World Series. He had two starts.
He did. I thought he started the clincher in 96 when Girardi hit the triple that probably should have been caught in center field. I thought he started that game.
Yeah.
I'll double check. Either way.
I don't have the exact
so many Yankee playoff moments. It's hard to keep count.
It is?
I mean, actually, it is. I'm saying that like a jerk, but it is.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Calvin is calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Calvin?
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon, guys. I do disagree. The guy made a point about playoffs, but Max Fried is not a better pitcher than Valdez. Numbers speak for itself. Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. Look at the numbers in the last 5 years or 6 years of Valdez and Max Fried and durability. Max Fried is always hurt. He's like Mr. Softy. Dude is always getting
now,
in an injury.
Better.
In injury.
Let me ask you this, Calvin. Let me ask you this. Now,
come on,
we
like 200, 200
Max Fried today.
I don't know. The guy won 19 games at a 2.5 ERA with the Yankees.
Look at the ERA from the last 5 years. Let's not talk just of the Yankees. Let's talk about multiple years. Let's not just talk one season, two seasons, three seasons, four seasons.
But Calvin, hold on. We will. I got you. I respect the
numbers,
going back in history. Hold on a sec, though. Hold on.
That's like you comparing Aaron Judge as a hitter, right-handed hitter. I heard Sal say this once. Best right-handed hitter I've ever seen. Is he better than Albert Pujols in his prime?
I think he is. And I think Sal does, too.
Yeah, I do.
Is he better than Miguel
Calvin,
Cabrera?
Calvin, let me ask you something. What part of Aaron Judge is the best player I've ever seen didn't you understand?
No, you said he was the best right-handed
hitter. No, I didn't. I said he's the best player that I've ever seen. And thank you for the call. I said he was the best player. Bonds used to be that.
Griffey's in the conversation.
Yeah, sure. But for me, if you're asking me, Sal Licata, and that's what I'm doing, giving you my opinion, forever it was Bonds is the best player I've ever seen. I know Griffey's part of the conversation. Some people say whatever. It turned a few years ago, before even the 63 home runs, whatever it was, 62, it was Aaron Judge. He's the best player I've ever seen, and we get to watch him every day. That was it. So what part of that don't you get when you say, whoa, what about Pujols? What about Cabrera? Judge, I don't know how more clear you could be. Aaron Judge is the best baseball player that I have ever seen, period. Doesn't mean that he is the best. It means that the best for me.
I think that's easy to interpret. I feel you.
He can't pitch to the guy. He makes you pay. He hits home runs every which way. He's a great fielder as well. He's a leader. He's a guy. Like, there's a million reasons why.
It's not a crazy statement. Now, there's just certain, like, you know, other players, because they were so deficient in one area, whether they were a light fielder or a minus on the bases, that are great hitters that just can't enter the conversation as best all around.
Right.
Because, again, they were deficient in something to the point where you just can't put them on that list. Like, Miguel Cabrera, great. I think Mickey's one of the best right-handed hitters of all time. Same with Albert Pujols, for sure.
Yeah. Well, A-Rod Manny.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A-Rod Manny, there's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, I think A-Rod, you know, was one of the top 15 players of all time. But I think Manny is one of the best five or six right-handed hitters I've ever seen in my lifetime. Just in terms of pure average, that kind of stuff, power ratio, discipline. I mean, it's obviously subjective here, guys, but if you want to go back even before that, you want to talk about Ricky as the greatest leadoff hitter?
Right.
All right, that's a conversation. Talk about Griffey doing what he was doing in center field with that power. That's a conversation. Not saying that we're right. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hit 60 home runs or 50-plus home runs every year, and you are your OPS is 100 points higher than anybody else in baseball, it's not an outlandish statement to say what you just said.
It's absurd that somebody would take it the wrong way. And I don't even know how we got on that topic. Also, not to mention that Judge is doing it cleanly. Where I said Bonds was the best player I've ever seen, a lot of what Bonds did, he did on PEDs. We're assuming Aaron Judge is clean, and to do what he's doing to be that much better than everybody else. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, what about Shohei? I understand that. I'm still siding with Aaron Judge, at least for now. I would need to see a little bit more from Ohtani as far as the pitching goes, but Judge plays the field every single day, so there's a lot of reasons why, but I would have Judge. And as far as the best power hitter that I've seen prior to Judge, if I go best...
Pure power.
Pure power for me. Maya, you have a guess of who I'm going to answer?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's got to be Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire.
Yeah.
He's the best power hitter I've ever seen prior to Aaron Judge. And Judge is far superior in the other areas than McGwire.
I bet you a lot of people, I just want to double check this. I bet you a lot of people forget that Mark McGwire, and by the way, I was right. It was Maddux that did start Game 6, clincher at the stadium.
Okay,
Girardi
yeah.
triple, center field, Yanks 1-3-2.
Yeah, why'd you doubt yourself?
Got a lot on my mind. Maybe that's the short answer.
Yeah.
I think there was one year, back to Mark McGwire, there was one year, and I know it with Team USA in 84. I mean, he was legit. USC, clearly 49. I think the number was 49 home runs, rookie record. I mean, Mark McGwire had as easy a power, that's why he didn't need the PEDs, as anybody that I've ever seen. And maybe Harmon Killebrew or some of these big boppers back in the day. Boog Powell, I don't know. But for me, it's Mark McGwire. But he did have a year. Did he hit under 200 or just at 200?
Yeah, 91. 201.
Yeah, okay. Now, the other thing that people probably forget about Mark McGwire is that he won a couple of gold gloves. Mark McGwire, before he bulked up and really lost all sorts of mobility, was a pretty good first baseman.
Yeah.
He won a couple of gold gloves.
He was an incredible power hitter. And that was even before the PEDs. I would assume. I don't know the exact timeline.
You look at the picture of him as a rookie, and then even with Team USA, like, he's thin.
49 homers in 1987 pre-PED. Like, that's a huge deal.
That was the rookie record before Judge broke it, before Pete broke it.
Agreed, but if you hit 49 homers now, it's a big deal.
Yep.
But with the balls, with the pitching, with the ballparks, in 87?
Yeah.
To do that as a rookie?
Nah, it's
unheard of.
It's wild. He was great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Time for the BT and Sal football picks brought to you by Cash App.
It is week 14, perfect parlay picks segment. The leaderboard, it looks a lot different post the Turkey Day teaser. BT hit another perfect parlay. Hoff is in the pole position, 215 points. BT right behind them, 210 points. Woo-hoo-hoo. I am 100 points in the rear at 110 on the year in third place. And just in case you forgot or you don't know, each week we pick a parlay. It could be a two-teamer, a three-teamer, or a four-teamer. They're each worth different amount of points. Two is worth 25, three is worth 50. A four-team is worth 100. I'm going to have to take a shot here at a four-teamer when we go. In addition to that, you pick the winner of the Jets and Giants each week, which is worth 5 points just straight up. I should say, while I am 100 points back in third place, I do have the best overall record on the year at 20-18. BT is 18-19. Hoff is 23-27. BT, you're on a heater. Keep it going. Take it away.
I'm going to try, Sally. There's my music. Sounded a lot better last couple of weeks as we have, you're right, Heatville, we have entered. Now, the good part about this, after falling behind by multiple touchdowns here, if you will, you know, how to air it out, how to take a couple of shots downfield. Guess what? We're back to the entire playbook now. I could go four, I could go three, I could go two, and I'm going to go two. I'm going to go a little conservative this week now that I've wiggled my way back into contention. So a two-team parlay as I look to eventually clip Big Hoff, who is a defending champion as well. He's won one of these two, and Sal won the other. Number one. All right. I mean, you want to talk about a dirt game. I don't think I will not watch this game for 1 second. But the over-unders just struck me as irresponsibly low. And, you know, I like these over-unders. Served me well lately. The over-under, Tennessee at the Browns, 34.5. Now, I mean, I know both of these teams stink. I did check the weather. Obviously, the weather is important with this. It looks okay, although that could fluctuate. What I do like about it, first of all, I told you how I do this. I look at a game. My first instinct, if it either hit, like I'm like not, no touch or ooh, I like this, and then I'll try to substantiate that with some numbers and some facts or some betting trends. Now, the betting trend I like here is that the over under opened up at a 33.5. It's been bet up now a full point, which in betting is a lot. So I'm going to take the over. Titans at the Browns, 34.5, and then I am, you know, I almost feel like I'm tempting fate here because I don't really have a great, great feel either way, but enough to make it and, you know, throw a 15-yard out route here. Jaguars, home dogs, Sal. That's something that you and I have liked. You know, we like to latch on to that. You get a home dog, and you have a home dog against a team that's going the wrong way. The Colts have lost two straight. You know, not wishing anything ill will on Daniel Jones. I like him. I've got a lot of respect for him. His leg's a little jacked up still. And when he can't run, they're not the same team. Gardner's obviously banged up as well. Give me the Jags, who are playing some crisp football here, putting up points, plus 1.5 as they host, and I think they will straight up beat the Colts. So, really quickly in summation, over 34.5, Titans at the Browns in a dog game, and then an important game, Jags, plus 1.5 to straight up beat, but obviously cover against the Colts.
All right, there you go. And now Hoff, who was flexing his muscle really all year long after hitting that four-team parlay. Well, it is so big, boy. You got BT breathing down your neck. Pressure back on. What do you have here, Hoffy?
So I was going to go for a four-teamer, but I actually changed my mind.
You're going for a four-teamer?
No, I'm going for a three-teamer.
Really?
Yeah, the Giants aren't
playing. Maybe the first time ever.
Yeah, the Giants aren't playing this week, so I usually add them to the mix, so I'm going to skip it. I'm only going to do three. Obviously, I'm going to take some winners. We're going to Atlanta, Seattle, -7, they're going to smoke Atlanta. It's just this team is just unstoppable. They might be the best team in the NFC. So I'm picking them to win -7 at Atlanta. That's Seattle.
By the way, that was almost my three-teamer. I love that. I actually think you're going to cry. I might even bet that on the side. Like, I really like Seattle.
Why'd you leave it out? Why don't you throw it in?
I don't know. Okay. I just last-second removal.
All right.
It smells like a...
Routsky?
No. I was going to use a word
just
that we can't
get
use.
Get to the pick, please. Well, yeah, jeez. Oh, good God. What's happening?
They don't have to worry about us. They got to worry about him finishing strong.
So I'm going to Tampa Bay. I like this. I know it's -8 for Tampa Bay, but New Orleans sucks. I think Godwin's back again for Tampa Bay, so I feel like they're going to just explode offensively. I'll give the points. Tampa Bay -8 versus New Orleans. So two big spreads, but then I have to go to MetLife with my final pick. And you know what I have to do,
it's
BT.
It's going against the Jets.
You know what I have to do, BT. Yeah. Miami -3 all day.
All right, there you have it. Hoff with his three.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Yeah. Why do you always go against me with the Jets? It's like your personal torment.
It's not.
You do it all the time.
You do know, by the way, it's not you. It's that they suck.
I know. I do. I'm sad. I'm raw. I'm wounded. I'm sensitive.
Although,
I'm broken.
Although I do think Hoff does.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he loses a little thing to go at your personal. All right, Rami, hit it for me here. I'm in the rear. I have to go for a 14 parlay. There's no chance without it. 14 parlay, 100 points, and I hope to go out a winner here with four games. You mentioned that we like the road dog, the home dogs. Game number one for me, I'm going against my Broncos.
Ooh, okay.
7.5 points. The Broncos, all they do is play close teams. I know the Raiders stink. I also know that sometimes there's a reason why these lines are what they are. I trust Pete Carroll, maybe the running game a little bit. I don't trust the Broncos to blow anybody out. So give me the Raiders as a home dog +7.5 points, game number one. Maybe Brock Bowers gets free a little bit there.
He's so good.
Game number two, this one I didn't think that hard about. Give me the Rams, bounce back over Arizona. In Arizona, laying 8.5 points, they should win that game by double digits easy. I think McVay can motivate his team off of a loss. They will bounce back in a big way and pound the Cardinals. That's game number two. Game number three, we're going head-to-head here.
Okay.
I like the Colts -1.5.
You do?
I do, because I think they're going to bounce back. I don't believe in the Jaguars. Could be wrong. I think the Colts are better, obviously, with the broken leg with Daniel Jones or whatever it is that he's dealing with. That hurts them. They could still run the football consistently. They're due for a big bounce back here. I don't think that they're as good as they were before. I don't think they're bad enough to lose three straight and have the Jaguars win four straight. Give me the Colts on the road. And I think that line is what it is for a reason. Give me the Colts -1.5. In Jacksonville, fourth game, the game I'm looking forward to most this Sunday, give me the Packers at home over the Bears. This is simple. Do you believe in the Bears or do you believe in the Packers? I believe in the Packers. I think people look at that line and say, 6.5 points? What are you kidding me? Give me Chicago. They can win outright. They've been great. Look at it. They've been red hot. They've won, what, 5 in a row? Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, shirtless, all those things. I think Packers put him back in their place. Give me Green Bay -6.5. Raiders at home over the Broncos +7.5. Rams on the road in Arizona -8.5. Packers at home -6.5 over the Bears. And the Colts on the road -1.5 against the Jaguars. Week 14, perfect parlay pick segment. As for the straight up winner, God.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I don't know what to do here.
I got to go Miami. I'm sorry. I'm rooting for the Jets. And what's the difference? 5 points. I probably should just pick the Jets and root for them. I think Miami's not, they're not awful. They're better. They've been better. And give me Miami. I think Dolphins win the game.
I don't feel great about this. I don't. You know, if I was behind, like, what am I, 5 back here?
Well, yeah, this matters, man. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think if I'm going to beat Hoff ultimately, it's not going to come down to the Jets-Dolphins game. So I'm going to put some good karma out there. Give me the Jets.
There you go.
Let's go.
And Hoff.
Yeah, you say that, but then the Mets lose, you know, miss the playoffs by a game every single year. So this means a lot. I'm going to take the easy Miami pick.
All right, there you have it. That does it for the Week 14 Perfect Parlay pick segment, BT and Sal.
Sal, yes. Did you realize that I didn't even realize this until I just checked it out. And, mm-hmm. when you said you were taking the Colts there, do you realize the Colts have lost 10 straight games in Jacksonville? 10?
No, even more so they're due. That's one of the old...
You look at it that way.
Well, when I used to gamble quite a bit at casinos,
yep.
you know, we were having fun or whatever, do a little roulette.
Yep.
If I see it 10 straight on red, I'm like, huh, it's got to be black.
Yeah, but it's statistically provable the other way, actually.
I know. Okay. Well, I have since learned. Then there was a period where I went through where oh, well, it's six in a row red. Ride the streak.
Oh.
Ride the streak.
All right.
So, but.
Which one was more successful?
Neither.
Yeah, you're still asking for a free steak.
Guess what?
Because they took your lunch.
Guess what would happen? Oh, six in a row red. It's going to come up red. Double zero.
Ah, dude.
Ten in a row black. It's going to go up red. Double zero.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a more, we've all been here, a more frustrating, helpless feeling? And really just, it's at this point, it's anger, too, that just kind of pulsates through your body when, and it's all relative. You go into a casino with X amount of disposable income. That's why it's all relative, right? So whatever number you have.
Yeah.
And you lose that. And then you're like, all right, yeah, I can make it. But you go in, you actually go in with money, so you don't have to hit the ATM and get banged out for $6 to get money from a casino.
Yeah.
So whether it's 500, 1,000, 100, it's all relative. You lose it, and then you go to the ATM, and then you take out some, now this has happened to me, then you take out some money.
Yeah.
And you lose that.
Yeah, and then you go back in.
Well, this is the part that drives me insane. The way I have things set up is that I can only take out X amount of money each day. So, like, if I get banged out too early and it's, say, 10:45 at night, I got to wait till 12:01. I can go back again. Now, this is years ago. I mean, it's pre-kids. Look, like, and I've had some big nights where I've won, but that I just feel like
here's the
nuts.
Bottom line. And I've been there before plenty of times, whether it be at the track, Saratoga, whatever it may be, Atlantic City, or at the casino in Saratoga. That was the last time I was in there.
I know you got crushed there,
dude,
in Saratoga. You told me you got washed.
Got beat bad.
Yeah, you said that.
Bad. And then we washed down the bad beat in the Racino.
What is that?
The casino there. It's like a...
Like an actual casino? Yeah, like blackjack? Or is it like digital poker stuff?
No. Well, you have roulette. I don't know about blackjack, but I don't...
They have tables and dealers?
I don't think real tables. I think it's digital. I'm not 100%
okay,
sure.
Okay, gotcha.
But we washed it down with that. And again, took a bath with the roulette stuff. Point is, if you're in a casino and you got to go to the ATM, you probably should call it quits. I think that's a sign. Maybe one trip.
Yeah. Second trip is absolutely
one trip
unacceptably
max.
Bad night.
One trip max to the casino at the casino to the ATM. That's it. If you have to make more than two, instead of walking to the ATM, just walk right out the door.
Dude,
come back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's me at the casino. Now hit me. I'm sticking real fast here. I thought, I forget the exact denomination. I think it was $160,000 that I actually thought that I won.
Yeah.
No, so I swear. And I just bought Jen's engagement ring. And it's not small because I got married late. Yeah. So it was at that point before my home, the largest investment that I've ever made in my life.
Still to this day, it was mine.
Okay.
Well, maybe not the
outside
house.
Outside the home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talking
second,
about like cash.
Oh, me too. 100%. And I was playing blackjack, obviously, and there was a game. And you know what I love? It was stunning. I mean, I love the side bets. So I'm also the kind of guy who plays blackjack. I do.
You're an animal, man.
Oh, God. I used to be. I'm back in the cage. I've gotten older. But I used to play two hands at once. Yeah. And I would do every side bet possible. I just enjoy that.
I don't
that.
Even know what that means.
Nah, the short version, whatever.
Yep.
So I'm playing, but this night I'm playing one hand because I'm with five of my boys and it's just me and my best. We have the whole table. Just spent whatever I spent on the ring, wasn't cheap. And I get, I think the side bet was if you get dealt two queen of hearts out of the chute and then the dealer has 21, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, then you win, it's like 1,000 to whatever the hell the denomination was that was ludicrously high. Boom, queen of heart. Boom, queen of heart. Bang, face card for the dealer. They pull up. Now, if the dealer has an ace, I win, I think it was $160,000. Right. They pull up a 10. I miss it by one spot. Now, I still win like 9, 10. Right. Like, I still did pretty well. I was this close to winning almost $200,000 on the spot. And I remember, you know, this was crazy to me. I was so mad. Yeah, a couple of drinks, you're getting all revved up. I was so mad. My friends are like, dude, why are you mad? He just won 9,000. I'm like, because I thought I won 160, you idiot. That's why.
You getting irrationally mad? I can't see
not
that.
Not anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We were just talking about some Vegas trip stories and blackjack. I don't know what I'm doing with it. And maybe I could get into it. How did you overcome when you first had your experience where guys berate you at the table? Because that's for me. I got berated at my first walk in, excited. Oh my God, my first time in Vegas, put some money down. Mm-hmm. And I hit, you know, the last time I played blackjack prior to Vegas was with my grandmother.
So I play a little pinochle on Christmas Eve. Right?
Hit, pan, whatever it may be. Hit, stay. So I walk in with a smile on my face. Yeah. Here I am in Vegas for the first time. Yeah, hit. And the guy's like, you bleep, bleep, bleep. And I never wanted to play again because I got berated. How'd you get over that?
Okay, so I told you one part of the story that I can't tell you on the air again. What I just told you about me and my buddy when I first went there. All right. I think the way I got over it, and I had a similar story. Now, full disclosure, dude, I'm just out of college. I'm a young kid, so excuse the ignorance here, audience. I'm blasted out of my mind. I don't know how else to say it. We are rocked. So it's probably like two in the morning, and I remember this guy wearing a Packers cheese head berated my buddy, and my buddy could barely keep his eyes open, and I was still, because I never lose it.
Right.
I don't, somehow. I knew it was time to get up. I just knew it was time to leave because it was not going to end well. He's aggressive. You know, I probably would have snapped it because the guy's yelling at us. I'm like, you know, let's go. And the next day I remember, so how did I get over it? I just basically left the situation before it got worse.
But then
when I went back the next day, I'm like, all right, let me calculate some stuff and let me use my brain that God actually gave me and figure how hard is it? But what I really remember about that night leaving the blackjack table, serendipitously kind of tipped me off to a game that I really like. Horrible odds, among the worst in the house. You all know this song, but hey, have you ever, because you don't love the 80s and the 70s hard rock, you ever hear the song, Hop, I know you know this, Ride, 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 Let It Ride.
Yeah.
And it goes,
sure.
So there, you have it. All right, so there's a Let It Ride game. And there's only like,
I've heard even, that, Let It Ride.
There's only like, there's very, like, there's not, it's like Pie Gal, there's not many Let It Rides. There was like two of them. And that song drew me in. I'm like, God, what is this? Order another drink. Of course, lose more money.
Oh, what's this?
Yeah, try to figure it out. Lost like an idiot. But when I woke up, whenever I woke up the next day, and I sat down with a cup of coffee and I tried to figure out the numbers, blackjack came to me very easy.
So you learn, though, eventually. I got demoralized so badly by this idiot yelling at me that I just quit.
But that's a real thing. Yeah. That does dissuade people from sitting there. Now, to be fair, he could have gone about it in a different way. I'll tell you how I go about it now.
Try to teach?
Well, yeah, you don't want to overstep your bounds and teach,
also,
but
maybe there should be separate tables because just giving
like
you
beginners
from,
and
yeah, because as a beginner, I want to just go in and have fun. Let me lose my money the way that I want to lose it. I don't care what the rules are. I don't need to count the cards or know the numbers or care about what your hand. I'm worried about my hand. What am I worried about the table for? I know that like the rules make.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay, but still, there should be beginners and then not because I get berated and it's like screw you. I don't want to deal with this anyway.
You don't want to go. It is demoralizing. Well, they do have beginners tables. It's called the $5 table.
Is that what it is? I was probably playing quarters at the time because I remember
playing 25 a hand.
I think I just walked in with a $100 bill and probably
and you played four hands. Just went,
probably. And that was it. Like it was 2 seconds and I was done.
I remember. I'll never forget this. My dad
ruined that guy's night. Screw you.
Yeah. I know. Well, before I get to that, just very quickly, the I think the way you deal with it, and again, I don't do this. Not that I wouldn't, but I just haven't had time. You go, like, if somebody's about to do something, like, if they're going to hit on a six and the dealer's got a five or a six or a four, like, that's idiotville. But if they really don't know and they're not drunk and belligerent, I'll say, well, I don't know if you want to hit that. Like, very nice to let them know, like, you know, you're probably going to screw all of us, but I'll say it nice. And almost every time they're very receptive.
Okay, but let me ask you then, what's the fun of playing if you already know what you're going to do with the hand that you're dealt? Instead of like thinking about it like the neophyte like me, you know what, I'll hit. And I know that's going to drive you nuts and it's not the right thing to do mathematically according to the table.
Yep.
But then where's the fun if you could just play my hand for me?
Okay, this answer will probably be a little weird. I'm not playing to have fun.
Okay.
I'm playing to compete and I'm playing to win money.
So then
that's honestly my mindset. Right. I'm good at blackjack.
Right.
I know you don't always win. I'm not saying I've taken a bath a million times, but when I go to play blackjack, I've got whatever my bankroll is, whatever it is at that point relative to me. Mm-hmm. And it's not $50. If I'm going to sit down, I'm going to play and I'm looking to win. I'm looking to destroy the cards because I know what I'm doing. Now, if you don't, you got to leave. Otherwise you have a really bad night. It's not like I'm not shooting horse in the backyard. I'm not playing a video game against my son. I'm trying to win
money.
But
there are some people who just want to go to a casino and they have $200 to spend for the night.
I agree. Yeah, pull the slots and by yourself.
No. What if I want to play blackjack?
Well, then
it took me out. Where's the kids table? Put me at the kids table.
I mean, I would say start at the $5 table because most people who know what they're doing aren't playing the $5 table.
Mike is in Clark, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I have a extremely similar story to yours, BT. I was at the blackjack table. I love blackjack. And the particular side bet you're talking about is called Lucky Ladies.
Yes. Yes.
I put the $10 down.
Yes.
Got the two queens of hearts.
Here we go.
And the dealer was showing an ace.
Yes.
So all the other times they get blackjack.
Yeah.
So they get called the pit boss. They put the camera on the table.
Oh.
Dealer flips over a seven.
So you still won the hand, though, because you're that's a 20 against an 18, but big deal. How much would you have won? Do you remember?
No, I just had $10 on it, so it was like 1,001, so whatever that is.
That's
10,000.
It is, yeah. There you go.
And thanks for the call,
if you had
Mike.
$1 and it was 1,001, it's 1,000. It would be 10,000. I mean, 10,000.
I think I have. Did I? I don't know if I talked about this on the air, but on Thanksgiving, I did those touchdown parlays.
You did not say this at all.
I talked to you off the air about it?
No, I don't think I know this about it.
You do, like, you could, you know, I think I did mention this, but anyway, real quick, to me, that's now my new thing. If I'm going to try to have some fun, like $5, $10 to win $30K.
You
pick multiple players throughout the... On Thanksgiving specifically, I had, let's say, Tesla and Christian Watson. And then I had in the next game, CeeDee Lamb. Whatever it is. Yeah. Pick a player on each team.
Mahomes, Kelsey. Yep.
Correct. And there were certain combinations that for a $10 bet paid $30,000 out. Like, that's insane to me. Now, I understand that it's unlikely.
The odds are minuscule.
But it is possible. Yeah, but also the risk is...
Dude, somebody's got to win.
Correct.
Somebody's going to win.
And even if you lower the odds or raise the odds, okay, so $10 to win $10,000.
Yeah,
now, I want to go for the 30. Like, 10 grand's not, you know.
I know.
30 grand make me feel good about myself.
Anyway,
point is those...
Well, maybe you and I can become professional blackjack players now.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Certainly would not do that. What time are we closing here, Rami? What time are you hitting the close? Okay, so you're hitting it in a little while. No, I wouldn't do that. But what I would say is I'd rather risk less on the $10. big time parlay
hit. Have a little
hit.
Fun. When you keep gambling fun, that's the smart thing.
What's the point of putting $200 on the Chiefs this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, to win $200. What's that going to do for you?
You might not even win two depending upon the odds. You know, I'd have to see what it's at right
there. But if you're lighting $5 or $10 on fire just to have fun, saying, you know what, I'm going to take a risk. Here's my lotto ticket for the day.
Yeah.
You, it's just not random numbers. You pick guys who you believe could score within reason.
Yeah.
I hit a couple of them. So I went probably like four out of the six maybe.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
It
listen.
Meaning the players.
Could, of course. As much as I feel like I know blackjack, I've never felt dumber than trying to play craps. I know we have to end the conversation. I have no idea what the hell's happening with craps.
BT and Sal, player to watch, sponsored by ELAC 825. Building Our Future, Collars & Co. And the original dress collar polo, of course, from Collars & Co. For me, BT, I'm looking at Josh Allen, seeing what he can do against the Bengals. The Bills here need to continue building on their performance from a week ago.
I'll go with Darnold. I mean, they're playing a Falcons team. I know Hoff took that in the gambling segment, obviously. You know, his number, he's been okay. How about you go for three Bills, three touchdowns, no picks. Light it up.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Rami Lavi filling in for Dove. Thanks to Hoff, as always. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. See you Monday morning, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.